Pulled a good change of clothes and a towel. I guess we'll be here soon. Ah, there he is. Oh, you poor thing. Is there anything I can help you? Well, certainly. I don't want you to stay out in the weather, in this weather, so long. Come in. I saw you on a path leading up, so I sent my servant to fetch some dry clothes and some towels for you. Indeed, I am quite fond of these floors, and wouldn't want to ruin them with the damp you brought in. Ah, here's my servant. He will lead you to a place where you can change. In the meantime, I was going to make a meal in my sitting room, if you'd care to join me. Excellent. Well, I'll leave you to it. Well, yes, not what I expected. Prepare a meal for two to be sent to the sitting room and have a fire ready for us. Ah, there you are. No, my, you strike quite the dashing figure in those clothes. You flatter. Oh, those were my husband's, but he never looked half as good as you do in those. I'm glad they fit you so well. Sorry, what was that? My mind was elsewhere. Ah, was married. No apologies needed. I've dealt with my grief from the event the best I could, but I guess it is a good thing for your sake that I never had the heart to get rid of those. Ah, where are my manners? Have a seat. Help yourself to this fine fare. Oh, you seem to have me at a disadvantage, sir. You seem to know my name, yet I don't know yours. May I have the pleasure of your acquaintance? Well, I am very pleased to meet you. Ah, well, I did have plans to visit a friend of mine, but then the storm swept down and I did not want to go out in this dreadful weather. You caught me just as I was going to retire for the evening before you decided to grace my humble home with your presence. Oh, don't worry, you're not imposing. In fact, I relish the fact that I have a nice, handsome young gentleman to socialize with this evening. Let a woman have some secrets. Looks can be deceiving. Would you care for some wine? I've been saving this bottle for a special occasion, and this seems as good a one to open it for. Wonderful. To new acquaintances. Now, so far you've been asking all the questions, but I wish to know more of you. Why are you traveling so far out here in the country? Work? Well, now I'm intrigued. What type of work do you do? I don't believe I could even begin to guess with what you were wearing. Oh, an investigator. How exciting. What are you investigating? Not even a little hint? Promise not to tell. I may seem like a gossip. I am quite good at keeping secrets. I see how it is, but mark my words. I am an expert at getting what I want. Men always tell me what's on their mind eventually, but anyways, back to the topic at hand. My husband actually wanted to be an investigator when he was younger. Yes, it was all he could think of, but due to the nature of his birth, he had to follow in the steps of his father. I agree with you on that point. Far less dangerous being an heir than an investigator. Though, investigators do have the advantage of being an attractive profession. I agree. The danger is part of the allure as well as the attraction of getting sweaty and working up while working a case. Dear, I'm a flush of talking about it. But you may change the subject for my sake. Oh, no, I don't mind you asking. I will admit, at my request, I was not given the full details of his death. He had been out for a walk in the woods behind our home. He had asked me to join him, but I declined. There are stories from the locals about those woods, stories to scare children and make your skin crawl. While I think most of them are superstitious, tripe, pardon my language, I was still too apprehensive about going. It was getting late before I started to get worried, and when it started to get dark, I sent a couple of my servants to find him, and they did. No, I'm fine, but yes, they found his body. Constabulary concluded that it was most likely wolves or some other type of wild animal. I was surprised too, but apparently they will wander down here if desperate enough. The constables found some evidence that was not totally consistent of a wolf attack. I'm not sure, like I said, I requested to leave some of those more gruesome details withheld from me. Would you care for some more wine? As you wish. Oh, you know, the typical type of story is the yokels tell one another. There were stories about spirits, fairies, and some different monsters. You seem very interested in this, sir. Don't tell me you believe in those sort of nonsense. Ha! Nature of the job, I can't respect that. It is also the nature of your job to have a wandering eye. You're fine, dear. Your eyes don't leer like so many others, but rather admire, as if you were considering a piece of art. You silver-tongued devil. You have a talent in making a woman blush. As much as I would love to hear you wax poetic about my humble appearance, you wish to hear more about the local legends? Let's see. The various iterations of Boogeyman, werewolves seem to be a popular topic as well. And there wasn't any unique local tales as I can remember. And, oh, vampires. Oh my, you brightened up at that. Are you a fan of vampire mythos? But personally, I find their stories horribly overwrought and far too dramatic to enjoy. Why do you find that surprising? Charade? I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. I was quite enjoying our little game. Are you sure you tire of it, Keeper? Oh, that caught you off guard. I saw your fancy little tattoos when you drenched through my doorstep. Yes, I know what you are, and I know what you are here for. Tom looked too defensive. If I wanted you dead, your body would have been cooling on my floor by now. I don't doubt you could put up a really good struggle. But I am beyond you. I think you think me a fool. I fought your type before, handsome, full of bravado and ricchissimo. It weren't much of a challenge. I didn't have a hair out of place when all was said and done. You keepers used to be so much more of a challenge when you called yourselves storytellers. Yes, I know even that, though I personally think that name is a touch too fussy and self-important. I much prefer to call you what you are, kind of docile, weak little livestock for us to feed on. And oh, how I absolutely relish in those feasts. I'm aware of your exploits. Wiped out the Scowl family. It's entirely good riddance. Bloated and complacent family who was content to live side by side with our prey. You have my gratitude. I plan to do the same, you know, starting with the fringe branches of the family tree, the black sheep, starting with my dear husband. I think this is the first time you haven't seemed surprised by my words. Fair enough. Wasn't exactly subtle, was I? The reason why I hadn't killed you yet is because you interest me. Like I said, I know how you work, and I know you always have a partner. Where are they? Silence. Since you have got me a ramble already, might as well continue. My partner isn't here because you killed them, didn't you? With eyes in these woods, I saw what happened. Slit her pretty little throat without a second thought and watched her as she faded from this mortal coil. Oh my, so cold. It deserved to die, why? I knew I liked you. I love that. Ambitious. Now, how do you plan to take the next step for your kind? You seem to have thought of everything, except for one. What's in it for me? You seem to forget I hold all the cards here. I know what those runes on your body protect against, and a steady, heavy pressure is not one of them. I know you can feel that exquisite feeling on your throat. Convince me, make me want to help you in your endeavor. Speak quickly while you can. Wow, for once I am at a loss for words. I think that is exactly what I needed to hear to let you go. You're welcome. Do you know what it's like to require in order for me to share my power with you? That's correct, acceptance. You laying bare to me your soul and body with the carnal consummation of passions and the new powers will take hold in your body. I know your body is ready for it. I've been pushing and plucking at those easily manipulated strings all evening. This dress fits me so well. It hugs all my curves in all the right places, and it's cut so low, showing off my delicate porcelain skin. Ha! You are finally starting to feel my other influences on your body. That's right. You won't hear about this power in your sacred text. I've always been plying at your emotions. Your inhibitions, your desires, since you came to my domain. Oh no, these ideas, these ambitions are all your own. I just nudged them to the surface and slowly started a fire in you before they boiled over. Yes. This is all your idea, and you're free to put a stop to this at any time you desire. Just know that I need to wipe your memories. Like I said earlier, a woman has to have her secrets. Damn, it tastes good. It's taking all my restraint. Not to take you and feast on you. I want more. Lay down and hold still. These clothes are in the way. These claws are so useful. I'm not touching. This is for my pleasure right now. Kiss your neck right now, but we can save that for later. So, start with your gorgeous chest. You like the heat of my mouth. And each touch. It leaves lingers. Sufficing your body with heat and desire and need. And an aching, pulsing arousal. Do you wish for me to tease your nipples? And beg for it. Oh, you can do better than that. Give in to your lust. There we go. Moan for me. Yes. I love your little sounds. You squirm. Whimper. Gasp. Twitch. That wine is lovely. But you need to wait. Your cock will be able to spill its seed soon enough. Now, stay laying down as I get out of this dress. Oh, no, I'm not quite attached to this. It would break my heart to damage it in any way. I've already seen a hint of my neck and cleavage, so let me get this necklace out of the way and get you a better peek. Yes, I agree, this necklace is quite fetching. I like how it matches my eyes. The look in your eyes drives me crazy. As you drink me in. Do you like this expanse of skin sloping from my neck down my breast? Here, let me squeeze them together. I can see I'm driving you wild. I love the way my tits feel. I love to touch them during late night indulgences. Yes, I do enjoy the feel of my body. That amazing release of sexual tension. Most men I want to bed would break if I were to get a hold of them. Good thing I know you can take it. Would you like a better look at my breast? To see my chest laid bare? Let your eyes feast on me. Feel your mind fall deeper. into my control as we become closer to becoming one. Do you see what your gaze does to me? See how my nipples stiffen and harden in excitement? I love the sensation of my hands running over my body, tracing light lines, leaving electric waves of pleasure in their wake. You're being so good for me as I tease you. As I know how your body is screaming and squirming in absolute pleasure and ecstasy, desperate to touch yourself. But you can't. You can feel the beginning of my control over you as you cannot move your hands anymore. And you wanted this. To give and to submit completely. Watch as my hands roam across my stomach, slowly teasing down the rest of my dress, down so you can see the tops of my hips. And now you see how aroused I am, my sex aching and dripping for your cock. I've been enjoying tormenting you so much. It's only going to continue. Let me settle down on top of you. I can see how much you wish to thrust up into me. Not yet. I can feel the heat of my arousal. Just going to let my pussy grind the outside of your shaft as I press it down against your stomach. Rock. Yips, back and forth. Making your heart clean slick with my wetness. Fuck. You know what I mean? I need a teaser of what's to come. I'm going to make a small little cut on your chest, okay? Oh, that color makes me so out of it. Divine. You're something special. I can't take this teasing anymore. I need you inside me. I'll let you have some control over your body as we become one. Oh yeah, is it feeling amazing? Inside me. I know it's hard to keep focus exploring my depths, but you can't let yourself slip. I know you're strong enough to be able to resist my influence, pulsing into you every thrust of my hips, trying to wipe away your sense of self, but that animalistic desire in your eyes tells me you can resist. Give in to that self, the raw primal passion. Fuck me hard. Feel my cunt tight around your fucking hard cock. See my breast bounce up and down just your reach. I need more. I need more of your blood. Give me your fingers. Ready? I'm getting close. I can feel him driving its way to the surface, ready for release, to empty your seed deep inside me. I'm close to you. And then we release together. I will begin my end of the bargain. Yeah. fuck. Yes, now the neck is mine. That was wonderful. It will take you some time to recover, so I will send for my servants to take care of you in the meantime. I look forward to your endeavors. Make sure to do me proud. Thank you so much for this lovely meal. Mm.